In terms of Hilchot Tzedakah, I was told that if there is a person, community, in a state of crisis, the usual hierarchy of giving tzedakah is suspended. Because of the crisis facing Haiti, we would give that community priority in terms of tzedakah over, say, a community charity, despite the fact that their population is not Jewish. Is this correct? Also, if I am a full-time student and am currently taking out loans for college but have generated some income, I am still obligated to give 10% on that income, right? I once heard a Rav state that a full-time student with debts doesn't have to give tzedakah on any money that she makes. Thank you very much for taking the time to answer these questions. Your guidance is much appreciated. Chana from New York City. Okay, Chana, first of all, that halacha that perhaps a state of crisis takes precedence over the usual hierarchy does not apply to Goyim. Goyim, we give tzedakah to keep peace in the world, but there are plenty of other people who will take care of the Goyim in Haiti, and not too many people will take care of Jewish causes, and therefore the Jewish causes still remain a higher priority. The fact that you can give something to the people in Haiti in order to promote peace in the world is fine, but not that that should be priority over Jewish causes that are also in need. People who owe money and don't have what to live on, and they themselves perhaps need tzedakah, or if they would give tzedakah, would need to take tzedakah. So they do not have to give ma'aser. They should pay their debts first. However, they should give some money to tzedakah, and the best thing would be is to keep a record of the earnings and the 10% that's owed and borrow it for use yourself, and someday when you'll become rich, you will pay back that miser that you borrowed for your own use.